Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Implied, your daily breakdown of high-volatility stocks where big opportunities may lie. This is December 18th, 2025. So glad you could tune in. Okay, let's get right into the wreckage. We have to talk about Insmed Incorporated, ticker INSM. If you looked at the tape today, you saw a nasty red candle. The stock is down about 17% today, trading around $167. It means that the company's perfect game just ended. For the last year, Insmed has been the golden child of biotech, up nearly 200% in 2025, because investors believed their drug, Brinsupri, was a magic bullet for inflammation. Today, we found out the bullet missed. The catalyst was a late-night announcement yesterday that Brinsupri failed a phase 2 study for a sinus condition called chronic rhinosinusitis. It didn't just miss, it failed to beat the placebo on any major goal. The company immediately scrapped the program. But here's the strategic part. At the exact same moment they dropped this bad news, they announced they were buying a new drug, a phase 2 asset called INS1148, from a private company. It feels like they knew the bad news was coming and tried to say, "Hey, don't look at the failure, look at this shiny new toy we just bought." It's a classic misdirection play, but the market didn't take the bait. My read is this. This is a massive overreaction to gravy spilling. Remember, Brinsupri was already approved back in August for its main use, treating non-cystic fibrosis bronchiectasis. That is the billion-dollar opportunity, and it is still safe. The drug is already selling. They did $28 million in sales in Q3 alone. Today's crash is investors realizing that Brinsupri might not be a Swiss Army knife that cures everything, but just a really good hammer for lung disease. Of course, here's the catch. The fear isn't just about sinuses. It's about what comes next. Insmed is currently testing this same drug for a skin disease called hidradenitis suppurativa. If the mechanism failed in the nose, investors are now terrified it will fail in the skin too. You are seeing a de-risking event where billions of dollars in hypothetical future sales are being erased from the valuation in a single afternoon. Thanks for listening. This was Implied. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.